Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sports Inside and Out. Legends of Sports, the voice of Legends of Sports. When legends speak, people listen. Now, here's your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher.
Welcome to Sports Inside and Out, Legends of Sports on the Saturday morning podcast. And I'm your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher. And we got Wally Jones coming in. And, of course, this is our update. And, of course, we give an update on what's happening in the past week and what's coming up in the next weekends in the future. And we got a lot of great things. But right now, everything is zeroed in on a lot of basketball. And we're going to have our analytical guru, those that played the game at the highest level, and the best of the best. Of course, one of the great players and legends in the NBA, of course, and played on the point guard for the greatest team in the first 35-year history of the NBA. One of the great guards who played with, he's got to play with well over seven of the greatest centers ever. Fantastic contributor with the Wally Wonders segment of the show. And, of course, one of the great scouts for both Philadelphia and the Miami Heat. And it's basketball, man. Wally, yesterday was great, man.
How you feel?
It was something else, Wally. I saw the West Virginia, man. I saw that team, Stephen F. Austin. Whoa, boy, they something.
Yeah.
Middle Tennessee. I was surprised at Middle Tennessee. That conference is not that bad. There's a lot of mid majors, and then of course Hawaii. I kind of expected Hawaii. I didn't know that much about them, but Cal was kind of depleted. You know, I had two of the best players was out, but it was interesting, man. It was a great day, and it goes to show you that parity, Wally. We talked about it. Parity. There's a lot of talent all over this country, man.
Yeah, it's so important, Coach, to realize the Mid-Americans and these basketball players. You got great basketball players all over the United States. When you look at these conferences, they're underestimated. And I like the challenges. I saw a special the other day about Princeton almost beating Georgetown when Alonzo Mourning was there. And they were trying to exclude the Mid-American or the small college players or even the Ivy League from. But to see Middle Tennessee, see Stephen F. Austin, Hawaii, some great upset. I mean, they were upsets, but I don't consider it upset. I don't consider that because when you look at the seeding and how these guys are playing some great basketball. You just look at Maryland. Maryland snuck in 79-74 against South Dakota State. They were right there to be upset by South Dakota State.
Right.
There's so many teams in this. It's just great basketball. I'm really excited. And I know when you say Stephen F. Austin and West Virginia is one of the toughest defensive teams in the NCAA, and the Lumberjacks 28-5, they have the longest winning streak to 21 games. They have the longest streak of winning games, and these guys came in there on a high, and he came through with some of the greatest basketball. I'm talking about defensively. I'm a defensive-minded player also myself.
Yeah.
I thought that Wisconsin played a great game against Pittsburgh. I thought Pittsburgh would be that, but that was 47-43.
That's a halftime score. I mean, the defense. And you know who else surprised me? While I was looking, Stephen F. Austin was number two in the country behind West Virginia. People don't realize that.
Yeah, that's right.
Number two defense and pressure defenses, and then turnovers off defenses. They were ahead of West Virginia. And when I saw this little boy walk up, man, it's just the way he controlled the game. You know, he's not the 6'4". 6'4", ain't that some point guard. But, you know, he 33 points against West Virginia and was all in control. He didn't have a great shooting game. Nobody had a great shooting game. But just the way he went to the line, I think 19 out of 20.
Yes.
And he controlled, and they broke. They put more pressure on West Virginia than West Virginia put on them.
That's right. You know, you look at so many people in the brackets picking Michigan State and great player Reggie Upshaw scoring 21 points. They had a balanced attack. They shot the ball very well. And Denzel Valentine, unfortunately, didn't have his best game. And that happens in college sports, in any sport. Some nights you just don't have it. But I really enjoyed watching where these young kids play from Middle Tennessee, and that upset was a big upset and really
messed up
the tournament brackets. My goodness, the tournament brackets is all messed up. But I really like the game.
And you know who was Wally? You know who else should have lost? Duke should have lost the University of North Carolina Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. You. Yeah, Coach, you see these games that are close and college ball like that, you just don't know. It's going to be a great game coming up today. Miami, Wichita State, Kansas, Connecticut would be a good game. The other thing I really look at today is Kentucky versus Indiana. It's going to be a great game. North Carolina and Providence. So there's some great games that are coming up. The other Saturday games. Now, here's a nice one. Little Rock, Arkansas beating Purdue, and they're going to have to play Iowa State. They're 30-4, and they're going to play Iowa State, which is 22-11 today at on TN10 at 6:10 tonight. Virginia Butler, Coach, tough game.
Virginia's going to have a tough game.
They're number one seed, and really, when you look at these teams, and Butler's always been there for the past 4 or 5 years. Utah Gonzaga is going to be a great game. A 3 seed against 11. It's just when you talk about these seeds and how they perform against these top seeds, the seeds don't make a difference when it comes to college ball. You got Miami, a 3. Wichita is 11 seed. But Wichita State's been in there for many years, and they got some great players from Wichita. Baker is still there. Van Fleet is there. There's some great players that played for 4 years. What I'm looking at, Coach, as a scout, is that a lot of these teams now have junior and senior players. A lot of these young ball players that have left early, the one-and-done guys, this year you have more ball players that have been there for maybe 3 to 4 years. And I like that. I like college ball where guys stay in there. Too many these young people.
You know what,
Wally?
And you also see the difference in the type of play. You know what I mean? You see a little bit more basketball IQ out there right now. I think Bobby's coming. I think I just saw Bobby's. Let me see if this is Bobby. Is this Bobby? Bobby Hunter.
Hey, there you go.
What's up, Bobby? The Riddler's on. Yay, what's up, babe?
Hey, man, we changed his name. He got a new nickname. His name is Tom Up.
Who's that?
Man, is he calm? He's calm.
Oh, yeah. Tom Up. I like that.
He's brought back the foul shot to our nation.
Yeah.
And Hawaii, hello, Hawaii.
Yeah.
Oh, man. They jumped on Kyle's butt. Aloha jumped on Kyle's butt like nobody's business. You know, this is exciting. I missed a lot in my college career, but in college coaching, especially at BC, I got to feel what March Madness is. And it's something that you can't tell people about. And the madness is part of the joy that goes in.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. That was truly great.
Yeah, I'm telling you. This got to be, and I agree with all, for one time, I can come to a total consensus with a lot of the analysts on the networks now, you know, Fox and ESPN as well. They finally hit one that's right. This was probably the most exciting year for college in at least 40 years. Now, that's saying a lot, guys. You know, he's talking about back there with the era. You know,
Hey coach, you can come right to the number. Since 1966, when basketball was changed. And when basketball was changed, and now we see what that Texas El Paso game meant to the world.
Yeah,
the basketball.
Absolutely. Ain't that on point? You are so on point with that. Well, hey, Wally, he is really on point with that. This really shows you the genesis of what the Texas El Paso game or championship game did. I mean, wow. You know, I like that, Bobby. I like that. Hey, Wally, he's the villain. He brings it back.
Genesis comes even more. At Oklahoma is Dave Lateen's great nephew. Or is that his grandson or
grandson?
Oh, wow.
It looked like Dave blocking the shot there for a second.
Yeah, man.
Hey, you know, like, you just spoke on something when you mentioned Dave Lateen. You know who mentioned Dave Lateen's name who went to Texas past people? That was Bob Beamon. Bob asked about it. He said, when did you guys, I said, Bobby Hunter had Dave on an interview, I think it was it last fall? I can't recall. And he had a book out. And Bob said he had been picking up the shows, but he's been so busy getting ready for this Olympic year, you know. And he said, but he's cutting away some time to get on, hopefully next week or whatever. But he wants to bring the historical great African American gold medalist with the post.
Coach, era. I don't know if you should let those guys on because they call me up and they cut me up pretty good. Beeman, Ralph Boston. And Gator Rivers and Dr. John Carlos.
Yeah,
they cut me up pretty good, Coach. You know, think about this.
Well, I don't know. Well, he just told me to tell you, tell Bobby, he said, I need to talk. He said he needed to talk to Curly. He said, do you have Curly? I said, no, Bobby's got Curly.
He said he's got a special thing with Curly.
Yeah, he told me to. He wants to, when he comes on the interview on the Wally Wonder segment, he said, just make sure we bring the information. He said Curly, you need Curly's name, number, and Jackie Jackson.
Get that to him. Curly is in rehabilitation right now from the illness in which he fell that, but he's doing better. But I'll tell you, Wally, a friend of the family, the Roundtrees from Florida, from Liberty City, Trey Walker passed away. And, you know, motorcycling, dirt biking is a fad there in Liberty City. It's a healthy entertainment that everyone does. And he passed and really shook Liberty City. Trey Walker, the quarterback from Baltimore, from the Ravens.
Yeah, he's a fellow from Northwestern High School, right off of 71st Street. And Terry Bridgewater had a article in there talking about it's just a tragedy. The young man was really sure what you could do coming out of Liberty City, which is a very rough area in Miami. Yeah. So I did read that today, but if some of the guys like him and Bridgewater actually played in Wesley Frazier's Tournament of Champions, Dave versus Brown football classic every year in high school. So we're going to miss Trey Walker. It's unfortunate. I mean, he's 23 years old, just a young man getting to make his way, doing a very good job with the Ravens as a football player for the Ravens, Baltimore Ravens. So that's so unfortunate. But I'm going to get back. I'm going to get back to something that's important. You guys, we didn't mention Yale. Remember Yale? They're playing Duke today. Yale upset. Baylor, and that was a tremendous game. And again,
it was.
You look at the Ivy League and what Baylor had. They had some athletes. They had some ball players that are a couple guys I see a chance to go to the NBA, especially Prince, the small forward for Baylor. But they played a James Jones, the coach there, had been there for 18 years for Yale. The first opportunity for them to win a game for the first time in I don't know how many years.
I think he said 1969
years. I mean, so many years. So I was happy for them. I'm always happy to see the game. It was played very well. They handled those athletes. And they rebounded more than I thought because Baylor's one of the best offensive rebounding teams, and they just boxed and beat and fought. And I just like games where these where they say these low seeds, that was a 12 seed to beat a team that's a 5 seed. So I love the upsets. I love the games, and it's going to be very exciting.
This is the first season they can remember in the history of the NCAA. This is why this is such a great season, Bobby and Wally, is that 2, 3, 4, and 5 seeds have knocked off 1, 2, 3, and 4 seeds. He said the first time in history. Yeah.
Good basketball.
You know,
great basketball.
It's
going to be the battle of the GPA with Duke and Yale, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The battle of the GPA. The Riddler, he's at it again. Bobby, we got to quote us over these phrases you got here, man.
Well, we don't have to quote this phrase. Boston College, exactly what and who are they recruiting? Because both teams went undefeated. Oh, in the wrong direction. I mean, how do you have Dr. Tom Davis would turn over, Bill. Oh, gosh, man, I don't know. Wow. I call it John Stassi immediately.
Yeah, when you talk about undefeated, you mean they didn't win a game in the ACC? Or we talking about Boston College?
Yes, and we're talking about both the women, the men and the women.
They didn't win,
didn't win a game.
The football.
Oh, wow.
They didn't win a game.
Oh, my gracious. So, wow. Somebody's job in jeopardy or what?
Yeah.
No.
You better.
I'm talking to the athletic director. I'm talking about the whole athletic department. Hey, Wally, you're going to put a resume in. Get Wally and Bobby up in there.
Oh, God.
Wally can go scout and go. No question about that. Bobby could be the athletic director. Yeah. Let's go on back and get it together, guys. Oh, my gracious.
Well, again, you're gonna have a good game Sunday. I got to talk about my school. Bill Miller was playing Iowa.
Oh yeah, Iowa
snuck off from Temple. The guy did push him and tapped it in. If you see the play, the coach, the officials didn't see it, but Temple lost a heartbreaker. Last shot, it was an air ball. The 7-footer put it back in. But they play Sunday. Villanova and Iowa, that's going to be a very good contest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
One thing I'm concerned about that, Bobby and Coach, Iowa has some big men. They have some 7-footers, and I keep telling a lot of people, unfortunately, Villanova has one center that is maybe 6'10", and that young man can play, but they need some more big men to Daniel Okafu had 17 points, 10 rebounds for Villanova against UNC Asheville. But Daniel Okafu is the only big man that I see. They have a lot of 6'5", 6'7", that can athletic, can play, and defend. They're some of the best defenders. But they're going to have a tough time Sunday against Iowa. So it's going to be very exciting.
They're going to have to put a lot of pressure out front. And a lot of pressure.
Yeah, and they have defense. And
mildly. A lot of pressure out front. Hey, let me ask you guys a question, though. Is Steph Curry affecting basketball overall? With all the three-point shots that has him a
I think the three-point line has affected the game in itself, not just Steph Curry, but the way offenses are played in college and pro ball. That's just the way offenses are. They penetrate and they throw out. And even when you talk about the end of the game, they put it in the hands of a guy to shoot threes. They're not going to bat to get the foul.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen so many games. They even saw Dwayne Wade the other night. Yeah, they lost the game to they needed 3 points. The Charlotte played them very well. Charlotte Hornets. Mm-hmm. And they had to set up a play for Dwayne Wade to shoot a three. Didn't understand that because his percentages are very bad.
Right.
I was thinking Joe Johnson. So it's just the game. It's just the way – as they say, this new game is a three-point shot. And like someone said the other day, there's going to be a four-point shot. Very soon, fellas, you're going to see something where guys are going to be taking shots where Steph Curry does it now, where they're going to have a four-point shot eventually. But the game has changed, and the entertainment of it is they're running and going all the way to the basket and throwing all the way out. And I'm telling you guys,
Wally, I want you to explain that a little further because, you know, at a time, we would go directly in there and get that two and then get on defense. And now you set up for a three-point on the break. So could you explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, well, the game is, well, you said the hand checking, the elbow, putting your hands on. Our game was played from inside and out. And now the game is played outside in. You don't see as many, even the big men are coming out shooting. So there's so many ball players that I've seen in this tournament that are stretching out and making the big men come out, and they're shooting threes. So in the game itself, the college game and the pro game, they're penetrating, and they'll go inside and throw it right back out. I saw it last night with Toronto, the tremendous game last night Toronto had against the Boston Celtics. Their guys are driving all the way in, and I think Lowry had 5 out of 8 threes, had a tremendous game in shooting.
Wow.
But that is the way basketball is now. It's playing in and going out. I saw LeBron the other night, all the way to the basket, throwing out Chandler, the young man. They just picked up Fry. Tremendous shooter. Boy, these guys are running. Throw it out. And, of course, that's the way the game is played today. It's a game of three-point shots.
Yeah, it's definitely. You know what? Hey, guys, it goes right back to the film we just made that showed you the power of what we did. And there's been a lot of films about the ABA, but our documentary is probably a little bit more in-depth than any of them that's out there that shows you, because you're talking to former commissioners and you're talking to Hall of Fame announcers. And you're talking to top 50 of the greatest played the game, and the narration of it is the impact of what the three-point goal in the ABA has meant to basketball around the world. You know, so
good point.
It changed right then. It changed right then when they made the merger to make it more exciting and really save face, because the ABA was taking too much away from talent-wise as well as everything else. They had to strategically make that, and I think that when they did it, then, of course, they changed the whole face of basketball around the world. And, I contributed. I mean, Earl Foreman's got to be a part of that history that we talked with that documentary, guys. So, you know, Bobby, you're right on point. And, Bobby, you're right on point. I mean, it brought the little man back into the game as far as an impact score, and not being able to take the tiny Archibalds and the Burns, Wally Jones, and the smaller cats, you know, who had to go in. And I even go to get smaller guys going to get beat up.
Anymore. Coach, what is the origin of the 3-point shot?
It was Bobby. You're probably a little bit more in depth on that, but in the documentary, they talked about that as well as in the history that Eloise Saperstein was talking about it on your show, Bobby.
Okay.
It was back. Bobby, come on up, Bobby.
They said it came out of the ABL, out of
ABL,
coming
yeah.
from Abe Saperstein and
yeah.
John McLennan.
Yeah, Abe Saperstein. That's right. Eloise had brought that up in,
yeah.
on your show, Bobby. Yeah.
And then some people said Dr. Nesbitt had something to do with the involvement, and then also some people said Bob Douglas. So maybe we should track it down to the exact. What do you say, Coach? what's that word you use? The exact
genesis,
of
the genesis of it, yeah. But you're right. But you know
it,
what?
Yeah,
but
right,
I, you know, I put more credence. You know what? I would put more credence in Eloise Saperstein's history on that, Wally and Bobby, because that's her dad, Abe. You know, so
yeah.
And if I remember correctly, that was something that they discussed in Chicago about making the game better. If you know, I wouldn't search too much. I'd bring Eloise Saperstein in and say, let's verify this.
You put it in his book. Okay, now you saw Curry hit that turnaround 3-pointer against Dallas last night.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I like that move. You know,
when you know it's in, when you know it's in, you can turn around and do that.
Yeah.
When you know it's down there, he has that type of thing. But fellas, in '75, when I went to the ABA, and they had the 3-point shot, the game was exciting. It wasn't just the guard shooting. Dr. J shot three. George McGinnis. I give you big men that would pull up. But the game was so exciting that 1 year I played in Utah with Moses Malone and Ron Boone. I mean, these guys could shoot some threes, but you had the fellow that I thought was a great three-point shooter, Louis Dampier. You have Bo Clark. You had some great three-point shooters, George Gervin. In the ABA. Rick Mount. Oh, you have some shooters now. But you had some big men that also shot the ball very well. And it made the game more exciting to me. It was wide open. It was entertaining. When you look at the ABA and you look at the Squires, you look at the documentary regarding the ABA, the way these guys played, it was entertaining. And it was so beautiful to see the artistry and the athleticism of these athletes shooting that far out and moving in. It was just a great opportunity that I had playing in the ABA. It was a great experience.
Yeah.
George Lehman, Larry Cannon.
Oh, yeah.
Larry Cannon.
You talk about
Larry Cannon. Dan Issel was an excellent three-point shooter.
That's right.
Big bunch.
Well,
guys, we got about 90 seconds left, man. The time to shot by that quick, guys, but.
Real quick, though, three guys are missing from the Warriors. Three guys you need, three defensive guys, three big guys. What do you think that the Warriors should do for their season?
What do you think the Warriors should do? They plan.
They ain't much they can't do. They're too much better than what the other team could do to adjust to them. I tell you what they are doing. You better watch San Antonio. Something's going on down there.
No, wait a minute. Coach, I talked about that last week. We know something's going down there. You know,
Something's going down in San Antonio. We got to get out of here, guys. But listen, go online and see that interview with Aldridge, Wally. It is terrific.
Okay, I'm going live.
Remember, something is going on down there in San Antonio, and they're getting ready for something, guys.
Yeah, but they came up with not only Andre Miller, but you didn't see this, but they came up with Kelvin Martin. So you guys watch out.
The thing is, they say we're getting ready for one team, so I don't know. But I'm telling you got to watch them. They talk about going inside out and outside in. So I don't know what's going on. But we got to get out of here, guys. Listen, thank you so much for joining us here on the update here on Saturday with the great legends of sports, Wally Jones, Bobby Hunter, and Coach Hatcher. See you next time. All right, guys.
Have a good day.
All right.
Good show.
Yeah.
Excellent show.